mid-90s minimalist chic. Well, that's an iconic moment for sure. I landed in London straight off the red eye, was shown some rotating platform and told I was gonna stand on it. Well, I got sprayed in spray paint and that was the download. That's all the information I got. There was no rehearsal. I didn't hear the music. I did not know the amount of time sequence that would be involved. This was purely spontaneously improvised, every moment of it. So what you saw was my first instinct responding to the moment. I'm so good with jumping off a cliff into the unknown. I'm kind of more comfortable like that than having too much information. Fashion obviously is a visual art. The piece of music, I think, informed the moment incredibly. The lighting design and just the way that the space held this moment as well. The audience was like wrapped around in a semicircular arena kind of feeling. So he was conjuring a moment and creating it to be. This is the Met Ball. I loved getting ready for this. Traditionally, the Met, you're invited to it by a design house. And one year, a group of us women decided that we were gonna buy our own table so that we could dress ourselves the way we wanted to. I found this gorgeous old Bob Mackie, a vintage cape, slinked myself into a little Nina Ritchie bodysuit and draped myself in some fabulous diamonds and off I went. There's a particular thing about presenting the look the designer has and their particular aesthetic. And then there's another thing of like how you want to show yourself. And this year it was model as muse. It's felt particularly important that year to be authentically representing how we wanted to portray ourselves. In terms of model as muse and like what our particular role is as contributors, I don't know that it's something that can really be articulated because it is so ephemeral, but there's definitely a talent and a craft to it. And just being able to point a iPhone and take a selfie doesn't make you a supermodel. Sorry, not sorry.